Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering canoes, kayaks, and advice for anyone wanting to experience solitude on Wisconsin waterways. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
In a new book of essays called When Women Were Birds, nature writer Terry Tempest Williams writes about a terrifying experience she had years ago when she wandered into the woods with the wrong person. This was in Idaho's Sawtooth Wilderness. Steve Paulson says it's one of the scariest stories he's read.
I had seen him around. He was striking, 30-something, tan, blonde, and fit. If you saw him once, you would remember him again. I did remember him. I felt as though I had been carrying a part of him around the edges of my attention. So when he appeared, it was as though he came to retrieve what was his. "My name is Joseph," he said. "Would you like to go for a walk?" "I'm working," I said. "I don't have the time." We were both staying at a remote camp in the Sawtooth Wilderness of Idaho. I was a teaching assistant for a field ecology course. He was doing carpentry work. "There's a nice view up at Two Ravens at Tall Pine," he said. I nodded, continuing to write. I knew the ridge. I didn't need to go with him. The smell of him was smoke laced with sweat. Even in the breeze of the screened porch of the ranch house, he was a reminder of campfires in dry, hot country. Even his hands were dusty. "I'll have you back by dinner." I looked up. He looked down at my moccasins. "Put on your hiking boots." I don't know why I ignored my body's instincts, my own intuition. It all had the ingredients of an ill-fated story. Mimi had read us Andersen's and Grimm's fairy tales backward and forward. I preferred Grimm's because they were darker, scarier, more trustworthy. The box set of green and red books were tattered and worn. We all had our favorites. I always wanted to hear the story of Snow White. I liked the idea of a talking mirror and the wicked queen obsessed with her own fading beauty and threatened by her endless question, "Who is the fairest of them all?" Disguised, she tries three times to kill Snow White, first with corset laces so tight they cause her to faint, second with a poisoned comb, and third with a poisoned apple. But Snow White always managed to escape death and return to life, foiling her wicked stepmother. For me, it became a love story of Snow White and the prince, how to remain hidden yet have your powers known and survive what threatens you. The seven dwarfs seemed credible to me. Growing up in a large extended family where each member provided and protected one another with their own eccentricities. Joseph wore me down. It was easier to say yes than to say no. I put my pen and papers down, put on my hiking boots, and followed him. "How bad can this be?" I thought. "The fresh air will do me some good."
So you went off with him into the woods with this strange man. What happened?
You know, even just reading that passage, my heart is in my throat. I just feel physically sick. You know, and this is a case where I had not written this in my journal ever. I have told very few people. When it happened, I told Brooke by way of a letter.
Brooke, your husband.
The next day, I don't know how many miles I hiked down to the highway and handed someone a quarter and this letter to mail. I don't even know how to say. I guess the bottom line is, after we had been walking and I left and he came back half clothed.
You say he was wearing only a loincloth at one point.
I mean, it's so humiliating, I have to tell you. I mean, how completely stupid was I? And, you know, when he arrived wearing little, with green visqueen wrapped around his forehead, I just thought, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. And then I thought, either this is hilarious or this is just pitiful and let's just get going. Well, I left. We were walking. All of a sudden, I realized we are going nowhere. In fact, there's nowhere to get out of this. I saw this huge ravine below us, Richardson's Creek. I turned around, and there was Joseph standing behind me with a double-edged axe. And in that moment, you know how time stops? I don't know how many seconds, but I saw his eyes dilated black. And I'll tell you what came into my mind quickly was, oh, my God, I'm going to be murdered. I cannot be murdered. What would what would that do to Brooke? What would that do to my parents? And then immediately I remembered a passage from Barry Lopez's book, Of Wolves and Men. He talked about the conversation of death between a wolf and its prey. And if it was a caribou or a moose, there was a conversation death, I will not be taken. Or if it was a sheep, a domesticated animal, that animal would not have eye contact, and therefore the wolf would go crazy. And I remember all this just in split-second time, and I remember looking at Joseph, and I thought, I refuse to be taken. I will not be taken. And at that moment, he slipped, and I ran, and I never looked back.
And you say, at one point, I mean, going back to the reference to fairy tales, bad things happen to women in the woods.
And I didn't tell anyone, Steve. I didn't tell my professor. I didn't tell any of the students.
How old were you then?
I was in my late 20s, mid-20s. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I tell anyone? I didn't want to defame his character. I thought maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was my fault. It's incomprehensible to me now. And yet I don't think this is an isolated story. I think there's many women who have gone through something similar, whether it was rape, whether it was abuse, whether it was almost being murdered. You know, who do we protect? And I think about Audre Lorde, your silence will not protect you. And I think about the other women that this man may have hurt, murdered, raped. I don't know. It haunts me still.
Your silence. Your silence haunts you.
The consequences of my silence, which became my complicity.
Do you have any idea whatever happened to this man, Joseph?
I don't. And even as you and I speak, you know, I think, is he out there? Is he listening? It still terrifies me.
Yeah.
Terry Tempest Williams, talking with Steve Paulson. Terry's new book is called When Women Were Birds.
I went into the woods today to see what I could find. I saw a fox and he told me to run away and hide.
I'm Jim Fleming. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.